Eagle 97.7 with Petch and Amy.
Now, I saw on my Facebook page a friend of mine had put up a YouTube video called Parking Wars. This woman at his work parks, and we've all seen it.
Oh, yeah.
The person who parks her car like a jerk covers two spots, so he gets back at her and parks in that second spot that she's halfway in real tight against her and forces her to have to crawl through her passenger side.
I love it.
And so I messaged him. I said, what is this? So on the phone, Timothy. Now, Tim, you see this woman. How did this all come to a head? Is this something she just started doing, or is this something that's been aggravating you for years?
Sure. I mean, I'm very big on like rules and etiquette. So what happened was I came in on a Monday morning and I saw that she was occupying, I now know that it was a woman. I had no idea who it was at the time. She was occupying two spaces. And I was like, wow, this person really just can't park. And then the second day, the Tuesday, I was like, no, this has to be on purpose.
Yeah.
So then on Wednesday, I come in typically at 9:30 in the morning, and this is, you know, going on past before when I come in. The parking lot's already filled by the time. That parking spot wouldn't even be available to me anyway. But on Thursday morning, I get in the shower, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm like, I'm getting there at 8:30. I don't care. You know, and I'm parking next to it. So I pull up, and I'm like, jackpot. There's the car. I was like, there's no way I'm letting this individual get into their car easily. I'm just going to slide right up next to them. So I put my mirror in. And I just sit my car there and I just take a picture. I had no idea it was actually going to get the response that it did. But yeah, I'm real big on rules. Like if I hold the door open for you and you don't say thank you, yes, I get real annoyed.
Do you go, you're welcome? See, and that's the thing. Like, she's got a nice car. It's a Lexus, right?
Yeah, it's a Lexus, but so I don't care where her car looks like, and I don't care if she's the vice president. I don't care who she is. You don't take up two spots in the parking lot.
It's just common courtesy. And that's, I was at Target and there's a Kia that parked in the middle of four spots and it was all the way down the end. But you have a Kia. Why are you taking up? It's rude.
I understand what you're saying. I don't care what, I have drive a BMW and I parked that right next to her. And that's why I got her on video. The video is really just to document what's taking place. I had no idea it was going to take her 7 minutes to back out. I would have chopped up the video.
Well, you can see the video. It's up on our Facebook page. So have your coworkers been kind of praising you? Because everybody wants to do this, right? Everybody knows somebody or sees something and they're like, God, I really just want to get back at them. But you're like, no, what's that going to get me?
People were like, oh, this is exactly what I would do. I was like, it was 4 days and no one did anything. I mean, this lady just started doing this. The individual that used to park there, he drove an Infiniti and he got a new job and he moved across to the other side of the building. But when he parked there, he moved all the way to the right. So the one thing is parked. That's acceptable. You know what I mean? So it just started happening this week. But yeah, people are like, oh, I would have done the same thing. I'm like, you could have.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So you get into work this morning. We got to ask, is she parked like that?
If you check my Facebook page, I reversed in on Friday. You see that?
Yeah, okay, so that all happened on Thursday that you blocked her in. You reversed
in on Thursday.
You reversed in on Friday in the corner so she couldn't block you in. She couldn't do payback.
Exactly. And I did the same exact thing this morning. I just don't know if she's here or not. Well, that was Friday, apparently. I don't know if she needed a person day or not, but she's not here again. But I'm going to find her. I know her name. I found her on Facebook, and I'm just going to confront her, and I'm just going to speak to her. We're going to have a one-on-one.
All right,
I know who she is, but I want to know who she thinks she is.
When you... Listen, do us a favor. Record that, and then we want to hear what she has to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to speak to her, but I don't want it to be like TMZ where I'm up with like a phone.
But you could just record the audio part and not the video.
You can just record it on your...
I'll keep it in my pocket. It might be like a little muffled, but yeah, okay, I'll get the conversation.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
All right, well, Tim, thank you. It's one for the good guys.
There it is. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate your time.
All right, okay, bye.